97.9 FM, WCHL, and chapelboro.com present Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Listen as Sharon Hill discusses trending topics in today's business world with entrepreneurs and leaders in the community and what they're doing to provide innovation and guidance for success. Find this and all episodes at WCHL's chapelboro.com. Now, Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Thank you so much for tuning in. I have three guests today, Mr. Earl Haddon, Megan Huber, and Elizabeth Galperin. They're the leadership team for the Small Business Success Project. Thank you so much for coming to see me today.
Well, thanks
for having us.
Thank you. It's called the Small Business Success Project. Earl, why don't you tell us what that's all about?
Well, about a year and a half ago, I was working with some local businesses, and several of them were having challenges. One was facing bankruptcy, and I took some of the experiences I'd learned running a larger consulting company in California and applied it to the local small businesses. And over time, I decided to make it available to people in the Chapel Hill market and set a goal of helping 10,000 small business people. And so I've been working at it now for over a year, and the success has been really dramatic. The ones that were facing bankruptcy are now making a nice profit.
Wonderful news. And tell us about the two ladies who are with us now. What are their roles, if each of you would just tell us, Megan and Elizabeth?
Sure. Well, I'll tell you how I met Earl. It was very interesting. I had gone to a Chamber of Commerce, Chapel Hill Chamber of Commerce, roundtable. Earl was the guest speaker. I was sitting in the back row, kind of cutting up with some of the other guy business owners in there. And I paid really close attention, though, at the same time, to what he was talking about. And I found that he was talking a lot about goal setting and action plans. And I thought, oh, my goodness, I'm talking about the same things. Because I was out doing a lot of speaking and working with clients in the coaching perspective. And I thought, I've got to meet this guy. So I went up to him at the end of the talk, and I introduced myself. And then somehow a couple of weeks passed, and we ended up getting back together and just kind of shared what our backgrounds were, what our expertise were, what our big, hairy, audacious goals were. And they were in very close alignment. And we thought, why don't we, you know, put our two expertise together and do something together? And that's really where it started.
And that was Megan speaking. Let's hear by Elizabeth. How'd you get involved?
Sure. Well, Earl and I have known each other for several years through one of the local leads groups, both of us having our own businesses. Earl called me one day, and my background in my business is as a professional organizer. And he asked me, he said, Elizabeth, do you help organize people's brains as well as their things? And I told him I did. We got together for coffee one day, and he told me about his goal of trying to work with 10,000 people, and that he realized that he needed more than just himself to do that, and that he was looking at who would be a good match and how he could put together a collaboration of individuals. We realized that, again, like Megan was saying, we had a lot in common in terms of working with clients and helping them to reach their goals, and kind of went from there.
And you mentioned the big, hairy, audacious goals, the BHAG. Tell us about the BHAG, Earl.
Well, an author named Jim Collins, who was a professor at the business school at Stanford University, defined a characteristic that separated the very successful companies from the average companies over years. He's written several books on the subject, Born to Last and Good to Great. And the concept is that the companies that are the most successful have an overarching goal. And as Mel Robbins in Success Magazine said, it's something that if you told your best friend about it, you'd be embarrassed.
Wow.
So that's where the helping 10,000 people came from. And the people that we're working with have some pretty audacious goals.
Oh, my goodness. Why 10,000? Why did you set that as a goal, Earl?
It was a random number, and I have to tell you that at the time I set that goal, I had no idea how I was going to get there. And I was laid up. I just had ankle surgery, and was working on the process. And one of the things I decided to do was to invite a handful of people that I really admired to lunch and kind of pick their brain on how I could get my message to this large audience.
What in your background qualifies you to be able to do a business like this?
Well, for 30 years, I was based in Los Angeles, and I ran mid-tier consulting companies. We worked with mostly Fortune 500 companies. We did work with some mid-tier companies in the 100 million range. But working with people like Eli Lilly and Bristol Myers and IBM and American Express, got a lot of experience in business improvement techniques and also the kinds of communication techniques that you need to be successful.
So clearly you've been there, done that, and you're passing along your successes as far as advice for people to become successful in their own right.
Well, yeah, that's exactly right. But one of the things that I realized, and this has become even more clear to me in the last few months, is that with my broad experience, there were still a lot of things I didn't know. For example, running small businesses and a lot of things on motivation side and process side. And that's one of the reasons that I intentionally went out and recruited a leadership team was... you know, they say two heads are better than one, and I can guarantee you that four heads are better than one, even if they disagree with me sometimes.
All right. Just to be able to grow the company. It's amazing. So what do Megan, Elizabeth, what do you bring to the table for this project?
I'll tell you a little bit about my background. My background is in, I got a degree in business management and started managing restaurants, and I was not a fan of it. So I immediately went into teaching. I got my master's degree in teaching. I kind of followed in my mom's footsteps. And 2.5 years ago, my husband and I had a daughter. And I decided to quit my job, become a stay-at-home mom. I was not happy with being a stay-at-home mom. And I knew that I was meant to be reaching tons of people in a much different, bigger way than I was just being a stay-at-home mom. So I really set on a transformational journey of my own and set out to start businesses. That was something as a younger person I always sort of fantasize about. And I thought, you know what? This is a perfect time. I'm at home with my daughter. It's a perfect time for me to figure this out. So I did what it took to start businesses. And I started noticing that a lot of people were struggling running their business, and they were struggling with belief systems and their thoughts, which were not driving them to move forward. And I had to do a lot of work with my own belief systems and my own thoughts and actions I was getting into. And because of my big transformation and really just throwing myself into learning everything I could about business, I now help people do the same thing.
Sounds like you are a perfect fit for this company. And Megan, when we come back, let's hear what you bring to the table. So let's take a break, all right? Please stay with us. You're listening to WCHL 97.9 FM. My guests today are Earl Haddon, Megan Huber, and Elizabeth Galperin, who are the leadership team for Small Business Success Project. Please stay with us. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Today's Business, focusing on business innovation and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
We are back. My guests today are Earl Haddon, Megan Huber, and Elizabeth Galperin. They are all the leadership team for the Small Business Success Project. When we left off, Megan was telling us what she brings to the table. Elizabeth, tell us what you bring to the business.
Sure. Well, in 2007, I started my own business and became a solopreneur. And I've been through the aches and pains of owning a small business, starting from scratch, and figuring out how to grow, how to work within the community, how to find individuals that are going to help my business grow and thrive. I work as a professional organizer and productivity consultant, and small businesses, the individuals that own small businesses, they're really good at their trade. What happens often is they haven't had training in running a business.
Bingo.
And so what I bring to the table is helping them look closer at the processes that need to be in place, the organization that needs to be in place, the decision-making that as a small business owner they're required to become better at. Time management is another key area for small business owners, and those are the areas that I have a strength and a passion for.
Yeah, Sharon, I'd like to also tell you about the fourth member of our leadership team. Diana Needham couldn't be here today, but she's a significant contributor. The things that I like particularly about Diana and what caused me to seek her out is she's a very strong networker. And as you know, word of mouth marketing is key to a lot of the success for small businesses. And in addition to that, she's a process specialist. She worked for one of the major banks for a number of years. And lately, she's been getting into social media and has developed quite a significant expertise in how to use LinkedIn to grow your business. Ah. So Diana is a real key member of our leadership team as well.
It's like a strong team. Well, speaking of team, we're talking about Orange County. We're talking about what's in it for me. So I'm sure our listeners would probably love to know, how does this affect local businesses, what you do?
Well, instead of just sharing one particular client that I have, one of the common themes or roadblocks, obstacles that I've seen working with my clients is they have these grand ideas about all of these things they want to do. They're very good at their craft. However, they all seem to have self-limiting belief systems they've been conditioned with from a young age. Those belief systems then drive thoughts that aren't supporting the outcome and what they imagine this wonderful business to be like and how that's going to then allow them to live the lifestyle that they want to live. So I really had to begin as a coach going from just talking about goal setting and action planning to, okay, let's find out why when we're giving you these goals and you're setting these goals and we're creating an action plan for you, why it's not working. And I was finding that it was because of belief systems that were not supporting that. Then the thoughts they had as a result were not supporting the actions that they really needed to be getting into to draw in the clients and help more people and make some money to really grow this business. So one of the things that I really work with my clients on, especially in the beginning, is just overcoming those negative belief systems that are driving these thoughts that are not supporting moving forward.
So if clients want to come talk to you, what would be the format? Is it all three of you in a setting of a seminar where they talk to each of you? How do you actually work with the clients to get started with the Small Business Success Project?
We have multiple ways that we're aiming to serve small business owners in the community. We have a website that will be filling on a continuous basis with important information, current information about all the areas of business, marketing, branding, goal setting. We offer workshops that are live and in person that are open to the community. We try to keep it at a reasonable price point, no matter whether you're a brand new business starting out or you're a business that's ready to jump to the next level. We have information that's going to help all of those types of businesses, and we want to make it available to anyone and everyone that can come. We also have developed what we right now call an assessment program where we do meet one-to-one with the client and we really get kind of deep with the client. And it's all about asking lots of questions and asking the right questions to find out what's their current situation, what's their vision, and what are the strategies that they need to implement to get from where they are now to where they want to be, and then how we can serve them on an ongoing basis, kind of as that accountability component, you know, as the cheerleader and as the support. We mentioned earlier that small businesses, if you're a small business owner, a lot of times you feel kind of alone. Sometimes you are the one and only person in your business. And what I think all of us, especially myself, have learned working with small business owners is we often try to take on too much ourselves. And so one of the missions of Small Business Success Project is we want to be kind of we are a go-to resource. So you can come to us and you can find help in multiple facets that your business has needs in.
Is there a finite time working with your clients? Is it a 12-month? Is it a 6-month? How do you decide when it's time to finish?
We like to work on a specific task at a time. It's very important to have success, measurable success. And so sometimes we'll work with somebody just for a particular task for a month. Other activities, Megan's been doing a lot of work lately on helping people create habits. And to really create a habit takes 90 days in a lot of cases. Other people want to have an accountability partner for an extended period of time. And so it depends on the unique situation that an individual comes to us with.
Understand. Now, what's your contact information? I'll bet we got people in the audience saying, I got to talk to these guys. What's your contact information?
Well, our website is www.smallbizsuccessproject.com. And they can also contact us through my office, which is 919-593-1804.
Do you work beyond Chapel Hill?
We do. We're actually conducting seminars in the Triad area. And, you know, my goal is to open a practice at the beach.
Tough duty, I can imagine, Earl. Well, I can tell all of you have a passion for what you're doing. When we come back, let me just ask, what do you get from it? And I want to know also what challenges you have in the business. Do you find someone who's trying to start a business who just doesn't get it? And if so, how do you handle that? So let's take a break, and when we come back, go into those questions. You're listening to WCHL 97.9 FM on your radio dial. My guests today are Earl Haddon, Megan Huber, and Elizabeth Galperin, who are the leadership team for the Small Business Success Project. Please stay with us. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Today's Business, focusing on business innovation and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
Thank you for staying with us. My guests today are Earl Haddon, Megan Huber, and Elizabeth Galperin. They are the leadership team for the Small Business Success Project. Well, my goodness, Earl, you've got so much going on. I heard a little birdie said that you've also created an e-book. Tell us about that.
Well, shortly after I got up from my broken ankle, I was going out and meeting with people, and one of the people I met with was Sharon Hill.
Voila!
And over a peach cobbler at Allen & Son, Sharon challenged me to publish a book within a year. And when I got my leadership team together, we concluded that we'd write a book called The Profiles of Success that would feature people that you run into in Chapel Hill every day, and you probably don't know how successful they really are. And Elizabeth was the editor of that book, so let me pass it over to her so she can tell you a little bit about it.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Well, I had the honor of reading all the chapters. We had actually four contributors as authors, and we interviewed, I believe it was 11 different local, what we defined as successful individuals. And what we really wanted to point out was success was not defined by their fame or fortune. It was really defined by the significance that they, the significant role that they're playing in our community. Megan had an interview with Dr. Benji Kelly from her local church. I think if she tells you a little bit about that interview, it'll give you a sense of this ebook that we produced. It's really about sharing personal stories because I think most individuals would agree that you learn the most through others' experiences. And that's what we wanted this book to do for small business owners, is to see the experiences that these individuals have had and how they have gone from wherever they were, may have been a low point, to success as they defined it. And what that really means is that they're being a significant person in this community.
And how does someone get their hands on that book?
They can go to the website. It's free. And they go to www.smallbizsuccessproject.com. And on the right-hand side of the front page is a free book. And they sign up and it'll be downloaded to them.
That's everybody's favorite price. Megan, I understand you had some interesting interviews with some of the book participants. Which one really stood out?
Yes, you're right. I got to interview three people for the book and write those chapters. And probably my favorite was Dr. Benji Kelly. I am a member of New Hope Church in Durham, right by South Point Mall. And I had never gotten a chance to speak with him one-on-one after being a member for almost a year. And to get an appointment with him, you have to book yourself about 3 months in advance.
Whoa.
And they worked it out so I could meet with him about 3 weeks after I asked. And he and I actually went to a local coffee shop, Bean Traders, and I asked him questions about what he thought brought him to this level of success and significance. And everyone knows that New Hope, it's kind of like a movement in the triangle and all over the Carolinas. And according to Pastor Benji Kelly, one of the key characteristics of his success was that he had a vision from day one, before he ever started his church, exactly the kind of movement that he wanted to create. And he's done a beautiful job of casting that vision not only on the members of the church, but also on everyone that works at the church.
That's what people need to hear, how you have a vision and how you get to it. And that's what the Leadership Project gets to. My friends, I wish we had more time, but I want to thank you all for coming to see me today.
Thank you for having us.
My pleasure. You've been listening to WCHL 97.9 FM. My guests today have been Earl Haddon, Megan Huber, and Elizabeth Galperin. They're from the leadership team for the Small Business Success Project. Thank you for listening. That's our show for today.